Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. Corey and I are starting out the show with perhaps one of the most popular precious metals economic, I guess I should say, writers out there, Craig Hemke, better known, and he got this from Saturday Night Live, not from Al Corlin and Corey Fleck, but Saturday Night Live, Turd Ferguson. Mr. Hemke, got a question for you. Gold went up meaningfully this week, actually, touched at $1,150 an ounce early Thursday morning. Do you think this trend is going to continue?
Yeah, it's really quite encouraging, Al. I remember the last time we spoke, we talked about how prices were falling, even though there were tremendous amount of speculator shorts on the COMEX paper market. And we have, even though we were falling then, we've begun to rally back. In fact, a really good indicator showed up a couple of weeks ago when on the COMEX paper markets, the category we know as small speculators, I mean, you, me, anybody else that's just out there, you know, trading on their laptop, these are the most uninformed, you know, just kind of hoping to be right crowd that's out there. And the small speculators, their short position reached an all-time record high. So if you're looking for a good contrary indicator, that was it. And gold has rallied sharply ever since in the last 2 weeks. And now it's back up to what is a very important technical level. Price came down last November and bottomed out at about $1,150 or so. The last time we had kind of a disinflation or deflation scare in the market, $1,150 held as support all the way until July the 17th, about a month ago, when it was smashed through there on a Sunday night, and we went down to 1080 or so. $1,150, what was support, now acts as resistance, and we are butting right up against there here this morning on Thursday. That $1,150 is a critical level. If we can get back above there, close above there a couple days in a row, that would mark this last month as being kind of a false breakdown and reversal and set the stage for some more short covering and higher prices ahead. So the next couple of days are pretty important, and we'll want to look and see if we can hold this 1150 level and actually get through there, especially on a closing basis.
Craig, when we chatted on Monday, we did a Kitco Audio daily editorial on the website. You and I chatted about these deflationary concerns. When you look around the global environment, what was driving gold, throughout the week, these have really only gotten worse. We've gotten news out of Europe that they seem to continue to struggle. China, their market continues to be extraordinarily volatile. And over here in the U.S., extending on the conventional market's losses here. So people, I guess, naturally are just looking to gold as some sort of a safe haven play, aren't they?
Yeah, in a sense, that's right. And, you know, the bond market is rallying as well in the face of this disinflation or deflation trade. The chart of crude oil looks terrible. The chart of copper, key industrial metal, looks terrible. Bonds, like I said, are breaking to new highs on this latest move up. It's definitely a disinflation bias is in the market now. You can even see it reflected in the stock market. And that will probably continue at least probably all the way up until the next FOMC meeting in about 4 weeks. I think that actually concludes 4 weeks from today. And it's at that meeting that all these seven-figure economists are saying that the Fed's going to raise rates. And I think the three of us probably realize what folly that is. But that is what is holding sway over the market, and this fear that the Fed will raise rates and exacerbate this deflation or disinflation. I think once we get to September and people realize that that ain't going to happen and that the only tool that these central banks have to combat deflation is more money printing, continued QE, not only from the Bank of Japan and the ECB, but perhaps even renewed here in the U.S. as soon as next year. Well, then all of a sudden that will probably reverse things. But the next 4 weeks will probably continue to see this disinflation trade hang over the market and probably even get worse. Crude barely hanging into the 40s, but if you go back and look at the 2008 when everything was collapsing, there were a couple of months in a row where it dangled down into the 30s only to recover. And that area around 40, you can go back to, on a 25-year chart and see how that typically acts as support. So maybe we'll dangle down in the 30s a couple times in the weeks ahead, but that might, that 40 level might prove as support, and maybe we can get copper turned around too, and then that'll provide a further bid, shove the metals back higher too.
Well, I got to tell you, Craig, you know, what I find to be interesting is one of the commentators, one of our regular commentators, a guy named gentleman, I should say, by the name of Rick Ackerman, very, very accurate technician, has been talking about deflation for quite some time right now. And some of our other daily commentators disagree with him. You know, they don't think, in fact, that deflation really is a reality or will become a reality. But, I mean, all you have to do is look at the serious, large commodity markets, and we're there right now, man.
Yeah, and it's not, again, you know, the old adage is the markets are always trying to anticipate, not right. Just react to the current situation. And so it's more, the way I phrase it at TF Metals Report, is it's more of a bias. It's this kind of global view of traders and investors and hedge funds that deflation or disinflation is coming. And so that bias is then reflected in the daily trade. That bias is reflected in the falling crude and copper. That bias is reflected in the rising bond market and the falling yields. Because, you know, to you and I, we look at a 30-year treasury bond at 2.7% and we think, no, thanks. But from a maybe a trading standpoint, if you factor in deflation of minus 3%, a 3% coupon actually gives you an after-inflation return of 6%. And so all of a sudden there's buyers for that. And that's why bonds are rallying again on this deflation bias. I don't know if we'll ever actually see it. I mean, that's kind of a whole theoretical academic discussion, I suppose, as to whether it in the end plays out that way. I think what the market eventually anticipates as soon as September is not a deflation bias, but more easing. That the only answer that these central banks have is more printing. And then that will then get reflected as a inflation bias, if you will, just like we saw in 2009 through 2011. Whether the markets then go back up like they did in 2009 and 2011, we'll have to see, because again, Fed credibility now is called into question after the last 6 or 7 years. But I think the market will begin to anticipate that as soon as next month.
I recently put in a short with a trigger of December 1st on the S&P. You think that was a good call? I still do.
Oh, it could very well be. Energy stocks based off of crude are going down. The second largest market cap stock in the world, or at least it used to be, ExxonMobil, has broken a 25-year uptrend and is headed down. There are a lot of reasons to think that the S&P is headed lower. However, if you pull up a chart of the last 12 months, you can see that every single time it looked like the S&P was ready to dive off a cliff, it has magically reversed and headed back sharply higher in what we would call a V-shaped reversal. Pull up a daily chart, just going back to October, you'll find 18 V-shaped reversals where just when it looked like everything was going to hell in a handbasket, magically it levitates back higher. We're right back now to where we were last Wednesday at 2050 on the S&P when suddenly a V-reversal emerged and we went all the way back up to 2105. We'll see if V number 19 is going to come in later today or tomorrow or not. I think fundamentally there are all kinds of reasons why you would want to be short the S&P. It's just that, gosh, anybody that's tried to do that over the last 5 years has been taken to the cleaner, so to speak. And so I'll believe it when I see it. I'll just leave it at that. I don't know what much more to say on top of that, Al.
Craig, always appreciate your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Corey and I are now chatting with Chuck Pravini, the co-founder and president of NatCore Technologies. NatCore is a company that we follow on our site. NatCore is also a company that Corey and myself and Doc are all investors in. Chuck, you came out with some news last week that is absolutely huge, and that is NatCore Technology developed solar cells that eliminates the use of silver. Boy, the amount of savings that will afford the industry is huge.
It truly is. And just to put some numbers behind it, silver represents roughly 48% of the metallization cost in developing a solar cell. We're replacing that silver with aluminum, which is not an easy task, but we've been able to do things that other people have not with aluminum. Silver is about $15.30 an ounce. Aluminum is 5 cents an ounce. So there's a huge difference in the cost. And guys, what that turns into in real numbers is a gigawatt facility is your typical solar cell manufacturing facility, or so it's a relatively large solar plant. That's at 1 gigawatt. 1 gigawatt with our process will save roughly 1.5 million ounces of silver. That turns into roughly $23 million of savings by eliminating silver. By adding aluminum, you reduce that savings down a little bit to only $22,800,000. So you can see there's a huge savings in capital expense and just operating expense by eliminating silver.
Now, Chuck, I know that you have been working on eliminating silver from these solar cells for quite some time now, and the advancements that NatCore has made are very impressive. Can you also speak to how efficient these cells are in your tests? Would the manufacturers be losing any efficiency, or are they pretty much on par with the standard solar cells that do have silver in them?
We have not lost any efficiencies in moving from silver to non-silver. But I think it's important to recognize that the reduction of silver, the elimination of silver, is part of the evolution of NatCore's technology going to the high-efficiency heterojunction cells. A couple press releases ago, and we did an interview a while back, if you remember, I feel strongly, as does the industry, that the industry has to move away from traditional cells to these heterojunction cells. And that's where the efficiencies are up around 25 or in excess of 25%. The problem is that these cells are roughly 50% more expensive than traditional cells. With our laser technology and our back contact technology, we are reducing that 50% higher down to numbers that are very compatible with traditional cells. Now, on top of that, what we're doing is reducing or eliminating silver. So we're looking to get this heterojunction back contact cells that are targeting efficiencies of 25%+ and eliminating silver, where you basically now are doing dramatically increasing efficiencies and dramatically reducing costs.
Chuck, the obvious question here in terms of the overall strength of the, you know, the potential strength, I guess, I should say, of your upcoming income statements is, how are you putting this news out to the industry itself?
Well, we have many audiences. When we do a press release, some of the big audience, our shareholders, et cetera, when we come up with a press release like this, we end up getting an awful lot of input and questions from trade journals, PV Magazine, electrical engineering groups. So we're answering many, many questions now to people who are in the industry, to magazines and publications that are you know, specifically focused on solar. And as a result of that, that's how we get exposed to many of the people who are actually in the manufacturing business.
Chuck, have you had any feedback from any of your partners or other solar manufacturer companies on your progress with this ability to, first of all, reduce silver or at least eliminate silver from the cell?
We have four manufacturers that we've been working with very closely. Two will be here in the States. One is in China and one is in Australia. They are basically following our progress with this whole heterojunction cell, the lower costs, the high efficiencies, and this is just another evolution of that process. I suspect with the elimination of silver, we'll get a lot more communication. You know, on top of that, our advisory board, which now has Charlie Gay and Dave Carlson, who come from the manufacturing area, they'll be able to introduce us to some of the people that they worked with, because this will be a major, major impact in the industry.
I want to repeat one thing that you mentioned in your press release, because I think it is very, very significant, and potential investors and certainly current shareholders, such as Corey and I and Doc, this is a very important statement. And the statement is, solar cell manufacturers will no longer be subject to the vagaries of the silver market. That's critical given the fact that the price of silver is probably going to escalate at least in the midterm, and that obviously is going to provide huge cost savings for your clients, Chuck.
Well, it takes away one of the variables, you know, and I grew up in the commodity business many years ago, and one of the biggest variables of a company who is in the commodity business, how do you hedge the commodities? How do you hedge gold, silver, corn, or whatever? And it's a very difficult thing to do. So what we're doing is we're taking that unknown out of that equation. So in addition to just losing or reducing the cost to a dramatic event, what we're doing is taking away a lot of the uncertainty as to where that precious metals going to go. Dealing with precious metals is difficult because that's why they call them precious metals. They're expensive. Aluminum, not the same case.
Now, Chuck, looking forward, what news can investors and potential investors look for? Will it revolve around other efficiencies that will be gained in these cells, or something else?
Now, the next set of things that we'll be looking at are measuring the efficiencies of our hit cell. We're engaging two organizations to deliver to us very high end wafers that we can then use our technology to expand what we're doing with the cells. Additionally, we're looking to build some cells and then deliver them to a joint development partner to actually turn them into a solar panel and test them. So we're moving very quickly, to get things into the traditional operation cell form and the solar panel form. So the next things you'll see from us will be more operational and functional and maybe not as technical.
Who else in the industry is doing this?
You know, there's been several people that have tried to do work with aluminum, and they've had meaningful problems. There's something called a galvanic coupling, where when you attach aluminum to aluminum, you have oxidation. It's not as conductive. Our technology addresses those issues. Another thing is that silver is so very conductive, and aluminum is not, so you need to put thicker aluminum pieces on it. And what that means is you now have more of an issue of oxidation and poor electrical properties. Our technology addresses all of those issues. So we're not the only ones that woke up one day and said, let's use aluminum instead of silver. Lots of people have tried it and have not been able to do it without dramatically and adversely affecting efficiencies. The real key point in this press release is that we've eliminated silver and we've not adversely affected our efficiencies with ourselves.
Again, everybody, this is not investment advice. Al, Doc, and myself are shareholders. Stick around, we're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You know, I got to tell you, Chuck Vermini is one of the most interesting guys who I've talked with in a long time. And remember, in the interest of full disclosure, I got to tell you, Corey and I and Doc are all shareholders in his company. We kind of like that deal. That's actually, we would not have put our money in if we did not. Speaking of putting money in, one of the most, I would have to say, well-known and largest fund managers in Vancouver, B.C. is Marin Katusa. Marin is an old friend of ours. You know, Marin was quoted in both the Sun and the Province, the two major papers in Vancouver, about a year ago when they asked him where he thought a year from then, I guess I should say, oil will be trading. And he said, I would say in the 40s pretty easily. Oil at that time was trading around $80 a barrel or thereabouts as measured by West Texas crude. And Marin, you were spot on. No question about that. Congratulations.
Thanks. Unfortunately, it's one of those things you don't want to be right about, but to be a successful speculator, you got to focus on the reality of the situation. You know, I haven't changed my theme, Al. You know, I've been saying a while, you got to be very patient, be very careful. You know, I've been saying for years, stay away from the coals, except technology is going to have innovations. It's going to reduce costs. We've seen that. I also stated that production will not decline because prices drop as fast as everyone expects. So I still see lower for longer, but that is an opportunity. It's not like I'm here trying to sell you a newsletter or anything. I'm looking for opportunities to invest my own money, and I'm trying to tell everyone to be very careful, be very patient, and focus on private placements.
Marin, how much more of a drop do you think we could see in oil? Some people are saying in the mid-30 range. you know what, that is a little bit down, but have we already gone through the biggest of the drop in general?
Well, we have had a huge drop. You know, when you look at it, oil was over $100 and we're sitting here at $40. The hedges are going to come unwound. I think that's when you're going to see November's a key date for me, when those hedges come unwound from a year ago. So the $75, $80 oil is no longer. So then let's see what happens here. But, you know, a lot of things, Corey, that a lot of people don't talk about, there's thousands of wells. I call them, you know, ghost wells that have been drilled, fracked, and just waiting to tie in. You know, eventually those things are going to come in. What about refracking fracked wells? That's something that very few people know happens in the industry. So that's going to start coming in on the successful wells to try to get as much of the low-cost oil out as possible. Could I see oil going down to 35? Easily, I can. Do I see oil going down to 20? No, I don't. At that point, it really shakes up the industry. You could have some sort of near-term, short-term drop like we did in 08 when it touched $32 for, you know, a week or two. But the reality is that $20 oil, the global oil situation gets into shock, but the cure for low prices is low prices. But I've also learned long ago that, you know, I have no idea where prices are going to go. But over the long run, oil can't stay at $20 for supply to meet the demand that the world still consumes. Remember, we're consuming more oil every day, and that trend is continuing.
Marin, I got an interesting question for you, and that is when Iran comes back online, which it will very, very shortly, how is that going to impact? I mean, obviously it's going to increase the supply side of the equation significantly. What do you think that's going to do to the overall price?
It's going to be negative, and that's going to affect it's going to affect the Brent price more than WTI. So that's going to be the Iran situation is going to, you're looking at another million barrels that is going to come into the international markets, and that's going to affect Saudi Arabia. It's going to affect Russia. So that's the Brent pricing. So that's very different than the WTI. And if you look, you know, a year and a half ago, I wrote about it's all, you know, the international market will have a big premium because of the success of the shale sector. The WTI will trade at a discount. Historically, it's been the opposite. A lot of people forget that, you know, for the last 40 years, WTI has traded at a premium to Brent. But because of what's going on and all this, you look at the situation, and I see that the Iran situation will be putting more pressure on the Brent pricing. And the international market will have Saudi Arabia will come in now. And remember, the Russians with the lower ruble, they've increased their production. And here's a little gem that no one even talks about. Domestic production of oil in China is also increasing at to all-time highs. So the Chinese are increasing their production, too. And they're a major oil producer. They're over 5 million barrels a day now, too. So all of this is, you know, going to show more lower prices in the near term. But let's see what happens with the sanctions. It's not a done deal yet. Let's see how the election happens. And, you know, there's a lot of potential. You know, people talk about black swans. I see more as a herd of black elephants out there that can really wreak a lot of havoc in the markets.
Marin, let's chat about, I guess, this overall trend downwards in commodities. This week we have seen gold get a bit of a buy, moving up right around 11:50 as we're recording this interview for the weekend show. What's your general take? Do you think that some people will move into gold and ignore the deflationary realm that seems to be happening with the industrial commodities?
I think a lot of people are putting too much focus on the daily moves in the oil price. You know, I hear a lot of commentary, you know, gold's down $5 today, or it's, you know, the last month it's up 3%. The reality is there's going to be no production coming in at 1100 or 1150. It's irrelevant, right? You know, most projects to bring in new production need north of $1400 gold. A lot of them need north of $1500 gold. So you got to look at your currencies. Where are you producing? You know, if you're a U.S. producer, you're going to have a much tougher time than if you're a Australian or Canadian producer, because you got currency on your side. Your costs, your big costs, your labor is going to be a lot cheaper than dealing with the U.S. costs. So all of these factors, do I see gold going down to 1,000? Corey, I really believe, and I've said this for the last couple of years, oil could easily touch 1,000 and it could easily break into the 900s. So long-term, am I bullish? 100%. I'm one of the most active financiers in the business, but you got to be patient, invest in the right teams, in the right jurisdictions with the right projects. And my theory on all of this is that, you know, whether you're investing at $900 gold or $1,200 gold, make sure the project you're investing in is world-class management, but also world-class projects, because no major is going to buy you out on a rinky-dinky million-ounce gold deposit. Those are a dime a dozen. They're everywhere. But if you've got something that the majors want, it's going to get bought, whether it's a bear market or a bull market. You know, quality will rise to the top.
Well, I think $1 million is good. That's a good floor, for lack of better terms. So the movement upward that started on Wednesday, for example, in the price of gold, rather significant. You don't see that continuing then, huh?
Yeah, you know, I really don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me if it just got whacked back down another $20. So to me, do I see that we've reached the bottom? I hope we have. It'll make my life a lot easier, but I don't think we have.
Unfortunately, Marin, I do need to agree with you that I think people are getting excited on this move, and it has been a nice move, but let's remember, we are at mid-$1,100, right? And we were talking not that long ago about how the price could not drop below the resistance of about $1,150 or $1,140, and then that happened all one Sunday night. So it is still a market that is susceptible. Do you see any strength out there in any markets that you are hanging your hat on, saying, you know what, this market really looks like it'll get some support coming here shortly?
Definitely. You know, you follow the big boys. Like, I've become pretty close with Ross Beaty. I became a major shareholder of his, you know, green energy producing company. These are so capital extensive that once they're built, these things are cash cows. And, you know, it took $2 billion and 7 years of Altera's life. And I see there's a huge market demand because the big sovereign wealth funds, private equity groups, and the utilities, they want to be protected from deflation on these 40-year PPAs, and then you also protect yourself on the inflation with the inflation kickers. So I would look at, you know, these green energy projects that are already in production and make sure that you pick the right ones. That is, we're in a bull market in that, and yet nobody's talking about it.
Well, nobody's talking about it right now, but I think that that's something that people are is going to become more and more in the forefront just around the corner. Marin, I got to tell you, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. You're one of the brightest guys, one of the most insightful folks out there in our industry, and we appreciate you taking some time. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, welcome in here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. We are chatting with Axel Merck right now. Axel is the founder of an organization down south of San Francisco entitled Merck Investments. Axel is a real expert when it comes to currencies, but he's also obviously an acknowledged expert when it comes to the markets in general. Axel was telling us when we were speaking off mic that he is all in terms of betting on the fact that the conventional markets in the United States are going to plummet significantly. I was glad to hear that because I'm not all in on that, but I have taken a fairly substantial, for me, short position against the S&P. Axel, why do you say that? You're talking about fundamental reasons that this strong market simply cannot continue. Can you elaborate for us?
Sure. Great to be with you. Well, on a bunch of different fronts, and so let's start out with that. As you point out, I mean, why would a currency guy talk about the markets? We do study risk sentiment in the market, how correlations are moving, how different asset classes act with one another. And, of course, the stock market is called the ultimate risky asset, risk-on asset. And so when risk is changing, we do take note of that. And I've been increasingly bearish on the market. We used to have an equity product that also had currencies in it. We added some protection. We recently shelved that product, got rid of it, and now I'm outright short the market. It's not just from a technical and a currency analysis side, but if you look on a fundamental side, recently I heard how almost half the companies are beating on earnings. Well, that means more than half are missing earnings. Fundamentals don't work anymore. On the technical side, if you go beyond currencies, we've broken through moving averages. This picture looks ugly to me. And most importantly, much of the work that we do is based on analysis of central bank policy. Central banks have taken fear out of the market, and fear is now coming back into the market. And what it means for asset prices is that when complacency is rampant, asset prices are higher, because in the Goldilocks world, everybody bids up asset prices. As the Fed is trying to engineer an exit, even if it's going to be late, fear has to come back in our view, and that warrants lower asset prices, and we see that unfolding now.
So, Axel, one of the fundamentals, it's almost a new sort of fundamental that I think needs to be considered in these markets, is what the central bank is going to do. You mentioned lower and lower interest rates. The other rumor has been, if these markets continue to go down, not only will the Fed leave the whole idea of raising interest rates, but there could also be another QE program on the table. I think this is a bit further out than some of the pundits would like to say, but you're essentially saying that people will lose faith in the central bank's abilities to keep the markets afloat, aren't you?
Well, I think you're hitting the right points here. What you're saying may play out. The question is one of timing. Remember, Janet Yellen is a labor economist. She wants to have the convicted felons she profiled in one of her first press conferences Fed chair to get a job. That's what she's focused on. If and when that happens, she's going to raise rates. I'm being a bit cynical here, but she's focused on the labor markets. Every Fed chair has learned the hard way that the markets are actually in charge and not their academic theories. And as such, Janet Yellen will be aloof to what's happening in the market for a considerable period. And then at some point, yes, she'll wake up to that and then might take action. But it's not going to be immediately. Now, having said that, they are extremely worried about everything and anything and look for every excuse to wait with the raising rates. First it was Greece, now it might be China. But eventually they'll raise rates. I happen to think it might be a little earlier, but even as if it's later, they are going to use some of these excuses, but ultimately they want to move rates up. And because we've based this recovery on asset price inflation, that once asset prices start to plunge, that's going to add to the headwinds to the economic growth, and at that stage, the Fed is going to react, and then we're going to have all kinds of fun reactions in it. I once had a discussion with a former Fed governor, and he calls this thing fine-tuning. I don't know whether it's going to be fine-tuning when it's going to come to the market, but yes, I think the Fed will react to turmoil in the market, but the recent bout we've had now isn't turmoil yet. We haven't seen anything yet in the market, and at some point, yes, the Fed will react, but for the time being, they'll probably be on the sideline, and the market's going to do the thing it loves to do in September and October.
When you say we haven't seen anything yet, you're implying that we're going to have a major downdraft in the conventional markets as measured by the S&P, the NASDAQ, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average. How bad do you think it's going to be, and why?
Well, every bear out there is fully invested in the market. I'm exaggerating here, intentionally so, but as an investment professional, we talk a lot to other investment professionals. They have been the ones who is historically defensive on the markets are actively invested in the market because they were missing out in the rally. Clients forgive you if you lose more than the average in a down market, but they crucify you if you don't keep up with the averages in a bull market. And so all of these trigger-friendly bears, so to speak, are invested in the market, and at some point they'll say, oh, the buying the dip mentality is over, and they'll go out. We have less liquidity than we had before in the market because of all these regulations. We hate the banks, and therefore the banks are no longer allowed to be in the market. Well, these hateful players have provided a lot of liquidity. If we don't have the liquidity and somebody is going to scream fire in the theater, a lot of people can run for the exit at the same time. I'm not suggesting that has to happen, but the risk of that happening is substantially higher. We are used to a world that goes up and up and up, and the current breed of investors hasn't experienced a significant down market. You'll remember the days in 2000 where it had the downdraft and the NASDAQ continued the way it was for certain days. Within 20 days, the NASDAQ would be at zero or so. We haven't had days where the market was down 5% in a day. Those sort of things can happen. I'm not suggesting they necessarily will, but I even if people talk about a 20% correction, that's a bear market. People say, oh my God, that's an extreme scenario. No, that's a scenario that happens every couple of years in the market. We just haven't had that happen in a while. And so I do think a 20 to 30% correction is something that would be normal in this environment. And as such, I'd rather take chips off the table when times are good, And many people have missed that, and that's why I've taken a step further and actually taking a position on the market coming down.
Axel, I would agree that 20 to 30% would actually be healthy for the market. It would almost reset people's thoughts on what they could buy and probably even some stock prices to make them a bit more in line with what they should be and maybe even make them a value depending on which ones get sold down. I think the important aspect here is time frame. Do you think a 20 and 30% drop would happen, say, by the end of the year? Or will it take a year, maybe even two, be almost painful like we've experienced this drop in gold?
Well, clearly timing the market is not easy. I can just tell you what I have done. As I indicated, we had investment product, was invested in the market. We think it was the best thing since sliced bread. We couldn't sell it because we're currency shop and non-equity shop. We added some protection in it, bought put options, and I thought, all right, that works. And I only have products that I believe in, and I said, that's not going to protect us properly. So we shut down the strategy. Now, holding cash, I said, well, I don't like this, and I've taken a step further to be short now, which means I happen to think the market is going to go down now. That means in the very near term. We have August, where people always think nothing happens, but all the pros are on vacation. The second tier is in charge. It's a great time to invade a country for some crisis to happen. Not that that's necessarily going to cause it, but we'll blame that for any correction. And then September, people come back, oh, my God, the prices are lower, and it says, I have to adjust my portfolio. Everybody jumps in on that. It's one of the reasons why we tend to have these more severe corrections in September and October. And so I happen to think, yes, the risk is quite high for this correction to take a good wave down in the very near term.
Axel, before we started this interview, I was reading an article entitled, Is China About to Plunge the World into Recession? Very interesting article. How do you feel about that possibility?
Well, we will blame something. And I guess China is clearly slowing down. But it's not China's fault that our markets are overvalued. It's not that China adjusting the currency by a couple percentage points shouldn't change the global dynamics. But we have gone to extremes, and so something is going to trigger it. And yes, let us blame China. We always got to blame somebody else for our problems. China goes through an adjustment process. China is like a teenager growing up when it comes to the stock market, when it comes to the currency. I happen to think on the currency side, they're taking the steps in the right direction, letting the market play a bigger role. But yes, it's going to have ripple effects, and it's part of the reason why why fear is coming back in the market.
I got to tell you, I agree. Your comment about China is like a teenager growing up. I mean, yeah, multi-thousand-year-old teenager, for lack of better terms. But I put an awful lot of credence into the intellect of the Chinese people. And I think they know exactly what they're doing right now, quite frankly. And, you know, in terms of the United States having to blame somebody, I think that's a very astute statement in the sense that if it turns out, and I'm going to use the term here, central planners, when I'm referring to the Fed, if it turns out that the central planners are incorrect, they certainly don't want it to be perceived that they were incorrect because of their own fault. They really want to put that on somebody else. And China, you're right, is the greatest scapegoat in the world simply because it was the most high-profile economy in the world for so long. Axel, always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back for the second hour of the weekend edition.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.